State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. And we've been exploring what Detroit's failed racial integration plan in the 1970s has meant for education in the metro area today. And as education reforms go, trying to racially integrate the schools through busing was radical. But some say education reforms in Detroit today are also radical. We'll take a look by checking in with some of these education reformers. A new charter school opening up in Detroit has to hustle for students, since there are already more seats in Detroit's schools than kids to fill them. But in one wing of an old church on the city's northwest side, the Detroit Achievement Academy opened up this year anyway. And so far, there is buzz. Ellen DeGeneres level buzz.
We have Jeannie in Detroit right now with the students and with the teachers.
Hi!
On a regular school day back in Detroit, about 30 kindergartners and first graders are at a low-key assembly. They're building a school culture based on good behavior, pride, and learning. It's too early to say if a strong school culture can translate into high achievement. But Kyle Smitley, the school's charismatic founder, already has big plans.
You know, being the best school in Detroit is not going to be good enough for us. Like, we have to be the best school in the state. Like, we would love to be one of the best in the country.
That would mean beating the odds in a big way. First of all, a majority of the kids in the school are growing up in poverty, and many came into school really far behind. And Smitley's never started a school before.
I've been laughed out of so many rooms coming into the education world. I mean, so many. I feel a tremendous pressure to succeed, not because of my background, but I think because of where I am, what these kids have to lose and what their options are now.
Right now, those options don't include a high-quality public school. So parents in the area are desperate for a good choice, even if it's untested.
We have no track record in education. We have no experience. Our board had no experience. We are fresh and new.
Fresh and new has appeal for parents fed up with low-performing schools, but it's also going out on a limb with your child's education. In Detroit, it can be a tough choice. Even some policy experts are conflicted. Sarah Lenhoff and Amber Arellano are with Education Trust Midwest.
Would you do that for your daughter? Would you take the risk?
I don't know. I think I'd have to see for myself. Mm-hmm. I think I'd have to go and meet those people, and it would have to be a gut feeling, mm-hmm. you know?
I personally wouldn't for my daughter until there was some kind of track record.
Being able to look at a track record can help a parent pick a better school. But Arellano says too many schools with poor track records are allowed to stick around, and they clutter up the landscape.
It's not a matter that we don't have plenty of choices. It's that we've got tons of choices, and most of them are mediocre to lousy. That's the problem. The problem is we don't have more great choices. So let's stop replicating mediocrity and bad schools.
Arellano isn't talking about the Detroit Achievement Academy. Things here are being done differently. It isn't replicating any failed model. But parents and kids at the school are taking a risk, because in Detroit, that's often what you have to do to try to get a good education. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.